There is another class of drugs used in people with type 2 diabetes also. These are called GLP-1 receptor agonists. You have to tell us about that. And patients will be familiar with a name such as Victorza or Ozempic.
There's also one called Bydureon and Trulicity. There's a bunch of these.
What are GLP-1 receptor agonists and how do they help? And do they also reduce cardiovascular risk, heart disease risk, and help in preventing the progression of kidney disease?
Yeah, absolutely. So GLP-1 stands for glucagon-like peptide 1. It's a hormone like insulin, but different. It's made from the intestine in response to meals. And what it does is it stimulates the body's own production of insulin. So in diabetes, there are two problems. Insulin doesn't work very well, and we don't make enough of it. Well, this helps you make enough of it. It also has some effects on the brain to promote what we call satiety. So it makes you feel more full when you eat a meal. And as a result of that, you also get weight loss.
How much weight loss do you have with this class of drugs?
A little bit more, like 5+ pounds. Some people will lose 50 pounds. And actually, a high dose of Victoza is marketed under the trade name Saxenda. Is probably the most effective weight loss drug that we have in America now. That's more like 10 to 15 pounds of weight loss on average. But in any case, these drugs lower blood sugar. Arguably, they're as powerful as insulin in the glucose-lowering department, but they don't cause hypoglycemia or low blood sugar. It promotes weight loss, and it also has a small effect on blood pressure. And once again, these drugs have been shown to reduce the risk of heart attack, stroke, cardiovascular disease, and reduce the rate of progression of kidney disease. Now, that said, the GLP-1 receptor agonists seem to be particularly good at modifying sort of the process of atherosclerosis, the process by which we develop heart attacks and strokes, blockages in arteries. Whereas the other drugs we were talking about, the SGLT2 inhibitors, they seem to be particularly good for heart failure and for kidney disease. They're both good for both, but in general, the GLP-1 receptor agonists are better for atherosclerosis and the SGLT2 inhibitors better for heart failure and kidney disease.